So one of the reasons that I usually write out my sermon is that to give me a frame of reference of how long I need to be up here speaking about stuff, because I could keep you till dinner time. But in the meantime, today we're going to just kind of report. Susan's going to talk about some things, and I'll talk about some things about the convention. Because as boring as some of the business is, there's this thread, this golden thread that weaves through it all, that is the light of Christ. And so I want to share that with you, and I think Susan does as well. So
it's hard to put into words sometimes all that we get from this, but I will say Thursday night, the bishop's message really resonated with me. He was talking that it's time for us as a church to stand up for what we believe, that we are here to embody God's dream of what mankind should be, that it's important we stand up for those who do not have a voice, for those who, for whatever reason, are considered the other. And because what God has taught us is that love is what's important, and how we show that love and reflect God's love for us is how we show the world what we stand for. And I say, it really resonated with me, because I feel like there's so much division. We've gotten so that we can't talk to people. We can't allow people to have different feelings about things. And that's where it's got to change. That it starts with us and inside us. The keynote speaker had some interesting thoughts. I mean, her talk went on and on and on, I will say. But part of her thing was, we have to kind of change the way we look at church. Instead of saying we're going to church, it should be we're going to worship. That's what it's about. It's about us worshiping a God who is loving and forgiving and merciful. And to try to reach out to people that have become isolated, because that's become one of the most dangerous things in our society, that we've become so dependent on looking at a screen that we just don't have the personal interactions that we should have. And I think we see it with our kids. I mean, I know I've seen it with my grandchildren, that they're very much involved with their screens and not actually interacting with other people. And again, I don't know how we change it, other than just asking God to show us where he wants us to be. And I think, too, that, you know, what we've put on our sign out there, it doesn't say church on Sunday, it says worship on Sunday. So I think in a lot of ways we're kind of ahead of the curve on some of this. But, you know, how do we reach out to the neighborhoods around us and say, we're here, we're not trying to recruit you, but we're here if you feel like you need just to come sit and be quiet. So that's I think where we're trying to go with the development around, as we use the money that we've gotten from the property sales to make this a better place for people to just find peace. Mm-hmm. Did I forget anything?
No, that's okay. Great.
So anyway, and as far as I know, I did not stay for the final vote on the budget, but I'm sure it passed.
Yeah, we kind of snuck out about 15 minutes, 20 minutes early.
It was running late.
Yeah. Is the bishop's talk going to be on live?
Yes, it's on the website.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I will send you the link if you want. Pretty much the entire convention is on YouTube.
I didn't see the art show because they sent me that.
I doubt they did that. They showed that because that, and I didn't take any pictures because that was in the hall where the vendors were. Yes, yeah, they did. It was very nice. It was right when you come in. It was nicely displayed and plenty of room to walk around. There were chairs to sit if you wanted to spend time.
Well, and we also have a reason to celebrate. Our bishop is getting married in February.
Yeah. No comment. So, as Susan was saying, that we are called to be worshiping, that our Christianity is not a label. It's not just an identity. It's an action. We have to be Christians for the world. And he referenced a woman named Verna Dozier, who wrote about, she's a fairly modern, I'll talk about her in another sermon. Anyway, Verna Dozier wrote about the dream of God. And what God's dream was all the things that Susan talked about. Harmony, caring, kindness, disciples, carrying the light of Christ. And what Bishop said was that every time someone disrespects or disregards Christianity or us as Christians, it's a nightmare. And it pokes little holes, places in the dream of God. So what we need to do is make sure that the dream of God lives. That it's the dream of God that will get this world to where it needs to be. And we've got to stop being, as Christians, like Susan said, afraid. I don't know if I want that person to know I'm a Christian. They might not talk to me anymore. Or that, God forbid, they would invite me to church. So that was a really powerful thing for me to think about myself as a Christian in a really different way, as helping to make the dream of God come true. A lot of the things that were talked about, as Susan said, especially in the keynote, were things about how to make your place more welcoming, how to make your church unique, how to reach out to the community. And every single thing that she touched on, we do here. She especially liked the party idea. But, you know, it's an action. It's not like, we did this. Like when the bishop came, we had a reception. The bishop came and we celebrated and we shared one another's self and interest in love and food together. And we've expanded the dream of God's love. We heard from our new bishop, whose name I haven't practiced enough pronouncing, his last name. First name, Mark, I got that down. He also preached, and it was nice to get to know him a little bit. And I have ordered this book because it's so good. And I'm going to use it in so many sermons. It's called What to Do When the Least Expected Thing Happens.
I don't remember the full title.
Something like that. But it seems like what to do when you wake up and there's a leopard in your room. I mean, it's just really, I don't even want to try to do it, but I couldn't help myself. So he has a nice sense of humor. He's got a gentle spirit. I met him and his wife. But beyond that, I just keep thinking about the idea of this dream and all the stuff from the world trying to turn it into a nightmare. And it's our job to not let that happen, to not stand by and let people bully people, to not stand by when unkindness is being shown. It's scary, I know. I see things happening, I'm like, well, I'm not getting involved in that. But I got to get involved in that. I have to risk myself for the love of Jesus. We had there were a lot of vendors. The seminary, Virginia Theological Seminary, was there. And it was an interesting gathering of all different kinds of people. It was well attended. I saw a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time, and I saw a lot of people I had never seen. but it was all good. So I want to open this up. If anybody has any questions, you can access the bishop's, you can access all of it, the bishop's message. If you want, I'll help you do that. It's easy. Just took me a while to figure it out. So, and the music was not...
No.
The music was not celebratory, let me just say that.
We missed our music.
Yeah. There were about maybe four or five hymns sung, yeah. And I think I knew one of them.
I'm not even sure I knew that one. But I don't know the hymnal, so, yeah.
Anyway. So, open it up for any questions or comments or thoughts. You know, where are we, how is this going to affect us, these ideas of where we're going here in this place? How are we going to not just invite Jesus in, but invite Jesus out? We're not going to leave Jesus here. When we leave here, we're taking Jesus with us. And he'll be here too, because he can do that. Anybody? Well, I'm excited about the fact that the next vestry meeting we'll be talking about phase two, about getting some glass windows, and that'll be exciting. Chris, do you have anything that's happened that you want to share? I'm going into announcements now. Sorry, we'll save that.
Yeah.
I'm in such a different place because of these last 3 days for so many reasons. And it's not a bad place, it's a good place. But I'm figuring out how to weave it in to my place in this world and my place for Jesus. So, all right, no questions?
Well, I don't know if anybody went to the Board of Supervisors meeting where they voted on the data center, or I was gonna go, but I couldn't, so I watched it online. They had 6 hours of comments. 80-some people spoke against it. We probably should have had a representative from the church there speaking in some fashion to support these people.
Wouldn't have done any good.
They made up their
but mind. It would have shown that we are supporting these people that live all of these communities here.
Mm-hmm.
The supervisors are just different. Mm-hmm. Except for one, Jonathan Lyle, this is his district. And he voted, they already knew what they were going to do. They came in, they presented the adjustments that the company that's going to build it are willing to make. And Jonathan Lyle, who is the supervisor, there, he spoke up and said, well, I wish I'd seen this before this meeting, mm-hmm. because they were voting on whether to do it or not. People came up with good, researched, scientific, all types of information against having this data center backed up against these homes. One person had just moved into Mosaic, and I understand they put their house on the market immediately, they're getting out, because it's going to affect everybody here. There were people here from the park, people there from the park, from Reader's Branch, from Mosaic, and then surrounding areas. The auditorium of the high school was packed, and it went on till the middle of the night. And I was appalled at the reaction of all our supervisors except for Jonathan Lyle. They just brushed these people off, didn't listen to them, and then they didn't have any discussion after that among the supervisors except for Jonathan, who said, I wish I had seen all these new proposals before this meeting, and he voted against it. Everybody else just voted for it.
Mm.
And it's going to ruin this part of the community for homes, values, and everything else. So it would have been nice to have somebody, I know this is a bad week because of the diocese convention, but, you know, actually just maybe standing up and speaking, you had 3 minutes. And in support of the people here.
One of the things that was pointed out to me about this place is that if you think about, and the data center wasn't part of it because it wasn't perking that much at the time that this person said this to me. But if you look around at the architecture and the opulence and all of that that's surrounding us, this place is so different that it is the perfect place just the way it is, with some fun stuff to go with it, some quiet stuff to go with it, some Jesus stuff to go with it, to use what we have to call to the world that Jesus is here.
I had another thought, because I didn't know until I just looked at the calendar, because I'm going to arrange something that for me to do here. That the HOA from Reader's Branch meets here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so do we have anybody?
The park.
Yeah,
it's the park.
Oh, is it the park?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it said the town park. Okay. So do we have anybody from here that joins their meeting?
Anybody from here that what?
That would join their HOA meeting, just
Richard and Patty are part of it.
Oh, good.
Okay. And
I had no idea. I didn't know.
Yeah, Patty was there too.
It wasn't on the website. Okay. That's good. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Glad for that.
Okay. Well, remember, when you walk out that door, you're not going out, you're going in. Please stand.